Let me tell you a riddle.
Out of the silence comes a whoosh of air.
Whoosh!
Pleasant and fragrant.
Whoosh!
Dazzling to behold.
A clap of thunder. Whoosh! A bolt of lightning. Whoosh!
A single raindrop.
They're here! Whoosh!
Come then, and revel in the carnival-like proceedings.
WFOD.
Thus begins. Now.
The first clue was, what room can no one enter?
A mushroom.
Let me tell you, guys, we're live. It's Tuesday night. I'm Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters. Hello, Drunk.
Yeah!
Hello.
Also with us is the king of pranks, the albino alligator. Popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Happy podcast month, gentlemen.
And, guys, Matt is here. Matt! Hello, Matt!
Hello!
Hello!
Matt.
I don't know what that was, but I'm not a fan of it.
Don't like it, Matt?
Just hello!
And, guys, as Travis previously stated, it is podcast month.
Ooh!
Travis, you know this is the fifth annual podcast month.
Has it been 5 years?
No, come on. You've been. This is like the third.
This is the fifth annual podcast month, and we are joined by a very special podcaster.
What?
Our good friend B-Rob is here. Hello, B-Rob.
Rise, motherfucker.
I want to tell you something. It's not going to be a good friend by the end of this episode.
You're over it, Matt?
I was over it after the first. What?
That isn't that,
okay.
That isn't B-Rob. That's Drunk, Matt.
Then I definitely don't want to deal with Drunk anymore. When are you moving, buddy?
Couple months.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. There's a lot to discuss in the world. Guys, coming up after the break, we're going to be talking to Adam from Everyone Has a Podcast. He'll be joining us. Today is the five-year anniversary of his program, Travis. So,
yeah!
A lot of celebrations to be had.
So many milestones.
Hey, I just had my four-year anniversary.
A lot of anniversaries, Rob. A lot of anniversaries.
And a congratulations to all celebrating.
Travis, did you watch the big game?
Yeah, I watched the big game.
Well, what did you think of the big game, Travis? It was a good
Loved
game,
it.
Right? Good times.
Yeah, it was a great game. Very exciting. Decent commercials. You know, I don't usually give a shit about the commercials, but there were some decent ones. And yeah, the game was exciting. And the halftime show was, you know, is fine.
Baby nut, Travis? Baby nut?
They need to try harder if they want to get that thing going. It trended for like 2 seconds on Twitter because people were like, oh, look at the cute baby nut. But there, it was a crude didn't even look like a 3D animation. And people were already saying baby nut versus baby Yoda. And I say, no, sir.
No, sir.
Can I ask why they thought, oh, you know what's going to be clever? We'll have him open his mouth and dolphin noises will come out.
And then,
like,
yeah.
At what point was that like, oh, yeah, no, this will be really funny. They'll love this.
That's alternative comedy, Matt.
Yeah, I don't know, because I mean, like, what does peanuts and dolphins have to do with each other? Yeah, it's a silly choice to make.
I think that was for fans of, like, Adult Swim.
You know what would have been really funny is if the baby had, like, a really deep Barry White voice.
Hello, it's me, Baby Nut, you know?
Or the baby peanut had an adult penis.
Come on, Rob. This isn't that type of show. I was in Mike's court with this thing when they killed off Mr. Peanut. I absolutely thought it was just a ruse to bring in Mrs. Peanut.
You've got to see what's trending. You could have gone female. That would make sense. But when they did the baby nut, it was like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was smart. And they could probably sell some toys, right?
Now.
I mean, I don't think they're going to compete with Baby Groot or Baby Yoda.
That's what I thought of when it first happened. I was like, oh, this is like Baby Groot. You know, Groot died and he came back as a twig and he grew up all over again. It's the same thing.
They're capitalizing off of that and the Baby Yoda thing too.
And little baby.
Oh, the baby? The baby or little baby?
Also, both. Da baby, little baby, dat baby.
Bad baby.
Bad baby.
There's so many babies. B-Rob. Boss baby?
Not trying to be, I don't know, insensitive, but when we did the baby bit, how many of the babies did you get right?
I think I missed that one. Could you give me a brief recap?
No.
There's a bunch of babies, Rob.
So like...
Oh. Boy,
like baby from
somebody's not listening.
Cash Money, baby.
Somebody is way behind.
Rob, did you see the most recent Movie Pass news? I know you're excited about the Movie Pass, right?
The Movie Pass.
See, Movie Pass in September, Travis. I don't know if you saw it. Movie Pass in September, they said, guys, we're gonna keep your subscriptions. We're just not going to charge you for a while we figure this whole thing out.
Oh, I remember that bit.
Oh, and they figured it out.
So MoviePass, apparently, Travis, is $60 million in debt. And like a week ago, they just said, guys, we didn't figure it out. We're going to go bankrupt. We're done. We can't do MoviePass anymore. We failed.
I'd like to know how, I mean, maybe the date of the bankruptcy hasn't taken place yet, but I'm very curious how that works for my stock, because I have 36 shares of their stock, and it's still worth 0.0003 cents. So I'm curious, when does it zero out?
Well, Travis, I own 50 stocks, so I will be the CEO, and you will be
maybe the CFO?
My deputy, yeah. I own more. I don't know what happens with stock when they go bankrupt. Does the stock just not exist anymore? Matt, how does the stock market work?
Existed since it was worth less than a dollar, right? You can't trade it anymore. You could have closed it out. But yeah, it's not been worth even a penny since the fall.
I know that both of you guys obviously investors, but you know, I was a paying subscriber. I paid for the service up until the very end.
And we appreciate it, Matt. You will be our most valued customer when me and Travis.
I actually think they're still charging my card.
Wow. Well, I got to pay for those lawyers, those bankruptcy lawyers.
Right.
I mean, have you ever thought about, since you have shares and stocks in this thing, that you can try to buy them out? You know, you could probably get it for dirt ass cheap, or even in a bankruptcy court, then just turn the subscription into like WFOD Patreon.
Yeah, like listen, Helios, Mathos, or Matheson, since you're going to file bankruptcy anyway, we'll buy all 1 million of your 0.0003 cent stock. And then we'll just own the company.
How much is that, Travis?
I mean,
0.003 times a million can't be that much, right?
I wouldn't think so. I could probably take out a loan.
What's that, $300,000?
Times 0.0003?
I think it was
$300. Good job, drunk. Travis will split it, and then we'll be co-CEOs.
Mike, Travis, in the event that a publicly listed company declares bankruptcy, the company's shareholders may be entitled to a portion of the liquidated assets, depending on which shares they hold and how much liquid assets are left over.
Well, Matt, they have $10 million in assets and $60 million in debt. So what happens then?
I think, like, you get some of the cubicles.
Ah. Oh, I could use a new computer chair.
Those will go to probably somebody who has more stock in the company.
Ooh, do you get the card making machines?
Ooh, that
not
would
the
be
card
cool.
making machine, but rather the card stock.
I would be cool if, like, just they sent me like a polo shirt. You know, like they got new hires that come in that answer
now,
the
now
phone
understand,
when it rings,
guys. That upon bankruptcy, a firm will be required to sell off all of their assets to pay the debts. So even if there's $10 million in liquid assets, if there's $15 million in debts, there's that all goes to pay for the debt first.
So where are they going to find that extra $50 million?
I'd take a nice MoviePass polo or something.
Yeah, send me a polo. See, like the MoviePass name, Travis, is valuable. Even in utter defeat. I mean, like, I was at Target the other day. They had a Blockbuster Video board game that you could buy. It was like, hey, guys, we got this Blockbuster Video board game. It looked like a Blockbuster Video case, and like there was cards in it. And I bought the goddamn thing because it was fun.
So there's going to be, in just a few years, not only like a Twitter account that says the very last movies pass subscriber, but also eventually there's going to be a movie pass documentary a la Columbia House.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for the documentary.
And all merch that has movie pass on it, just like Columbia House,
yeah,
is going to be worth some fat cash on eBay.
Like,
so
that
send
brand
me all
name
the polos
is in the zeitgeist. It has value. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's going to make up that $50 million that they need to make up to pay back all the money they
owe. Oh, no.
Who
it doesn't
owe
have
money
any value
to
them.
Do they owe money to, I guess, all the movie theaters? Like, how do you rack up $50 million in debt?
I don't think they have to pay that because they would have pulled a loan. The movie theaters were paid in real time. So it's whatever, you know, the loans that they had to pay
those. All the fools who invested in the, if right. our customer uses it once, we've lost money scheme.
And they did take out loan when they split the stock the first time. I know they took out a bunch of loans to like clear out any outstanding debt that they had previous to that, and they fucked up so bad that they just went into further debt, taking out more loans. So I imagine they owe a lot of people a lot of money.
Last movie pass is still available on Twitter if you want to
get it.
Jump on
it. Get it today. Do people pay money for good Twitter handles? Like if you think of them first.
Does anybody want my card, my MoviePass card?
You got to save that.
Save
buddy.
It for posterity, say, Matt.
Yeah. I guess I could save it for the documentary.
It's a memento. You know, if you Google Travis Hulse, all it is an interview that Travis did about how Chris Hansen didn't give him his mug.
Yep, and below that, I think a couple of pages is me giving tips to cold weather NFL fans when they go and see an NFL game in the winter.
Matt, in a couple of years, your claim to fame could be that you still have your MoviePass card. You just never know what it's going to be. Never know.
I held on to my Blockbuster card for the longest after they went under.
Matt, you taught me about bankruptcy. Can you tell me what a caucus is? How do they do the caucus? Because
no,
that was a whole mess, and I don't know what the hell is going on. Like, there's like guys standing around in a room, and then they count the guys. That doesn't seem like it would be too hard, right? Like, you go in a room, and you're like, okay, there's 10 guys here.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
I think it's before that. It's a bunch of registered party line voters. You have to be a registered voter. You cast your ballot, and like, this is not primaries, this is a caucus. You cast your ballot for one of the handful of Democratic candidates that are there, or Republican if we're doing a Republican caucus, just to gauge interest. And that's how they push the cream of the most popular ones up to the top before they get to the primaries.
So the cream goes to the top of the caucus.
Yeah, and then it shoots right out.
But how do you win?
The more people write your name down or stamp their cards with your name.
Somebody was saying that like you could lure other people in with cookies. And like,
then
definitely. They're like,
ooh, you'd be
cookies.
Like, hey, come on over here. We got cool hats.
It's silly.
It's like a high school popularity contest, basically.
You guys like ballpoint pens?
We got some with the guy's name on it.
Hey, kids, remember fidget spinners?
Matt, you use beard oil.
Yeah, I mean, back when we did the Lotus Cast, we had a sponsor that sent us money and beard oil.
What about essential oils?
I use a lot of essential oils. I have a diffuser, and it goes all night long with my essential oils.
Man, is it bullshit? Is it a scam?
What, the beard oil or the essential oil?
Both.
Beard oil, I don't think is a scam. You know, it's supposed to make your beard softer. I think if you use it regularly, it does.
I just use Pantene Classic shampoo and conditioner.
You just use the same shampoo for your head on your beard?
Yeah.
Well, the shampoo will take the oil out of your beard, where the beard oil will put the oil into your beard.
But haven't we grown up for the longest time? Wasn't it always the kid on the bus that had an oily head of hair that you thought was the gross one? Why are we putting oil back in our hair?
I don't know that it's necessarily like to look greasy or anything like that, but beards.
Does it give you a shine, Matt? I'll tell you what.
Sheen.
I got some because I hear people talking about them, and I thought
it's really weird that you decided like now is the time that you're going to jump on this train. Like that.
You got a beard now?
Well, I mean, I have no. See, I
would. Why'd you get
I
beard oil then,
Travis? I wouldn't call what starting. I have is a beard, but. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about going in that direction, and then I was thinking, you know, people they get that beard oil.
I mean, it's not so you, not so a you beard.
Got premature beard oil.
Well, yeah, I want to become a beard guy, Travis. I was thinking
the
maybe
the thing I like about the beard oil is the scent. Like the scent will
is it a good
will
scent?
Last. Yeah, and then you kind of get whiffs of it throughout the day.
It doesn't smell like hippies, does it?
But what I've been doing
straight patchouli.
I've been putting it in my facial hair, and I don't really know what I'm doing it for.
I don't know if yours is quite thick enough yet.
Is that what it is? I don't have enough beard.
Yeah.
You don't have that thick ass beard yet.
It'll make the hair softer. You know, if you can stick to it. I just can't stick to it in my routine. Like I was always forgetting about it.
We'll see what happened, Matt. They had some Duke Cannon soap.
Oh yeah,
and I got some. Duke
I like the Duke Cannon products. Soap. I buy their soap.
Sounds very manly.
And I was like, oh, Duke. And by the way, Duke Cannon. There isn't a guy named Duke Cannon.
No,
the guy who started the company's name is like Chris or something. And I looked that up, of course, because who doesn't do stuff like that? And so I'm using Duke Cannon soap. And then I see Duke Cannon beard wash. And so I got, oh, Duke Cannon beard wash. That sounds fun. And so I started using beard wash. And I was like, you know what I need to just finish this off? Some goddamn beard oil. Because, you know, once you've beard washed, you need some beard oil. But I don't really know if it's doing anything. But how do you really know? I guess if it isn't doing anything bad, then...
Right.
Yeah.
If it isn't doing anything bad, then you're just throwing away money on beard oil, which is no big deal.
Right. Yeah. So if you squeeze your beard and it doesn't make the crunchy sound, it's doing its job.
Maybe.
And also, if the oil doesn't, like you know, you squeeze out, like you make bacon or something in the microwave and you can squeeze the paper towel and the bacon grease, like... oozes out. If your beard doesn't do that, that's also a success.
Maybe it's designed to just like make me think I'm doing something. You know,
I use a peppermint like pink salt face scrub.
Oh, that just sounds lovely, Matt.
Oh, it really is. It makes your face feel great.
When you put it on, you don't really feel it, but when you rinse it off, you get like a nice tingle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a good tingle.
Me too.
Good tingle.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that all of these things we're discussing are useless. And there's just one of the many, many things created by corporations that you know, they tell us that we need these things. So we buy them and we're like, yeah, this is real good. I'm glad I purchased this.
Yeah, Travis, like, I don't even really have a beard. And I'm going out and buying beard oil because that's like, you know, what I hear all the people talking about. Oh, you got to get some beard oil. And like, I don't know what it does. I don't know why I'm buying it. I don't know why I'm applying it. Like, what am I doing, Travis?
So, I mean, you're that type of person. Have you ever heard of the thing about Hooks, Rubs, and Spices? You know, you go to Hooks, Rubs, and Spices.
But I mean, like, Rob, the spices, they make your food taste good. I get that.
You can also get that tingle that y'all was talking about, too, if you put some of this on your foods.
What kind of tingle are we talking about here, Rob? See, because you don't want your food to tingle.
No. I mean, that would be weird if your food tingled. Like, you talking about visually tingled? Like, you know, tingling, like sparkles and stars and shit?
It was a poor drop-in, Rob.
And it could have been worse. You didn't even get your promo code out, so.
Yeah, the promo code is right. Oh.
Drunk, where are you with that fucking soundboard?
Drunk doesn't have that one. Rob does. See, Drunk it gets all drunk. Very confusing.
What?
Yeah, Drunk has little John, is what he has.
Who's got Lil Wayne?
Nobody. Lil Wayne was on The Masked Singer, Travis.
Oh, I was upset about that.
He was the robot.
I don't understand how you don't know that wasn't him, because he don't sound like nobody else, and nobody else really sound like him.
Was he the robot?
Yeah, there was a robot, and he got revealed in the first week.
Travis. Of course, because he can't sing.
Well, he's not without auto-tune.
It's crazy that they are already doing another season of that. Like, the last season just ended, like, two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As I said to the wife, that show is exactly like The Voice was in the height of its popularity, where they're like, hey, we're on our eighth season. It's like, how can you be on your eighth season? You've been on for 3 years.
They're just going to run it right into the pisser.
Yeah, they're going to take advantage of it. I can't imagine why this is so popular.
I can't either, but eventually Meredith Vieira is going to be hosting this on like daytime television.
Oh yeah,
it's fun. Is it stupid? Yes, absolutely.
I can't imagine where the fun is. Like, is the reactions are bad.
Like, people are wearing like big goofy costumes.
The costumes are bad,
and like it's a guessing game, Matt. And you get to be right.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do this.
I feel validated in season one because T-Pain won, and I know he can sing for real without the auto-tune, and it was kind of validating for me for people to hear that.
Yeah. See, Rob was invested in it, Matt.
Wait, why were you invested
in
it?
He was rooting for T-Pain to get the word out.
So what is this, season three?
Yes.
Who won last season?
Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady won. Chris Daughtry came in
very well.
Did Wayne Brady have to choke a bitch?
No.
Oh, Mike, what? We come up with these bits here. I got a bit idea for the masked killer, and you got to decide who the killer is under the chicken costume. Is it Dexter? You know, is it?
You get applause for that one.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's dueling soundboards, guys.
Really good. You're really welcome. Good.
Why don't we take a 5-minute break?
Good idea, Drunk. What we're going to do, guys, we're going to take a break. When we come. Oh, Matt, do you want to announce your thing?
Hello.
Nope.
That took it right out of him.
You don't want to announce it, Matt?
No, I'll announce it. Do you want to announce it now? Do you want to announce it after the break? We'll tease it.
I'm taking it away from Drunk, Matt. He's out of control. He's out of control. We got to take it away. Drunk, you've been a bad boy. Guys, Matt, announce your thing.
You want me to announce it now?
Well, I feel like you should, right?
Nah, okay. Save it for the end. Let's build anticipation.
I was going to say, you want to keep the people listening. They're like anticipating what the podcast month sclusy is.
Guys, there's a podcast month sclusy.
See, B-Rob, you probably haven't listened in a couple of months, but I started making candles. And I
Chuck
made a
Wagon
special,
Candles.
Chuck
special
Wagon
candle
candles
for podcast month, and we're going to announce it today. So
you're going to announce that after the break, right? I want
to
know.
Stay tuned to the very end of this episode for the announcement of the official Chuck Wagon podcast month candle.
Woo.
Handcrafted in the United States by Matt in his kitchen. The Popcorn Bitch scented candle. New and a Dubfod exclusive.
The thing that worked for me was the air smells like popcorn. And that made me really happy.
Get yours today at WFODix Mad.com.
Let me set you straight about something right now.
Live. Online and on your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
Tonight, there's growing controversy over the new Joker movie. There are concerns about copycat crimes.
Critics are concerned the violence depicted on screen may influence someone to carry out a similar crime.
And this version has many concerns for theater safety.
There are no known threats, but Arlington County Police say they'll be conducting extra checks around their movie houses.
When the Joker movie is released, they could potentially have problems, and they need to adjust accordingly.
I remember when I saw Joaquin. There was something so convincing about his face. Never thought I'd be an incel, but he makes a good case.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
He made me the Joker. Yeah, now I'm the Joker. He made me the Joker. Hypnotically. He made me the Joker. Yeah, now I'm the Joker. He made me the Joker. Hypnotically. I'll get you, Batman.
WFOD! When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. So important. Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force as the sixth branch of the armed forces. That's a big statement. We are going to have the Air Force and we are going to have the Space Force.
No one else can hear it. It is low and sinister. Once again, WFOD.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype.
Mike, I didn't know you were going to do the thing, the ad.
Well, Matt, I have been trying to communicate with you for days about a variety of topics, and you're just too goddamn busy all the time.
bad.
I said, should I make an ad? And Matt, when do we run ads? We run ads on the break, Matt.
I said yes.
And I did, because you said yes.
Well, you didn't say you were going to. I also said yes like 30 minutes ago, so.
Drunk sat through the whole break, Matt. He sat through the whole break, and then the music hit, and he was like, oh, it's time to just wander off. I don't know where the fuck he went. Guys.
You have a guest, Mike.
I don't think those Bud Light seltzers are agreeing with him.
No, I think they are just fine.
Travis, he pounded his Bud Light. Oh, no, he's hardly drank any of it. He's fine. Guys, we're joined by a special guest. Adam from Everyone Has a Podcast is here. Hello, Adam.
Dude, I'm fantastic, man. This has been awesome. I don't do a lot of these, and so it's always great when somebody reaches out, because there's nothing worse than asking to be on somebody's show. So I just wait for the invite, but they just, you know, they don't come. And so it's always great. This is fantastic. Thank you guys for having me on your show.
Adam, it's your 5-year anniversary today, I saw on Twitter. You've been doing a podcast. Do you feel fulfilled?
You know what? There's still an empty, ever-growing pit inside me that I don't know if anything will ever fill. But it does make everything feel a little bit better knowing that we've, you know, stayed on this ride for like 5 years. I mean, it's... I don't know about you guys, but I really look at this as a tremendous accomplishment. And I think people look at me differently. Like, they don't know why, but they just know something's up. Like, you know, it's maybe it's the way I walk. Maybe I have a swagger now because I'm 5 years in.
They see a little
people look at you differently because you have a podcast.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You tell people you have a podcast.
Oh, God, no. I just assume they you know, they read it. No, I'd never tell anybody.
Guy looks depressed enough to have his own fucking podcast.
What a weird thing to bring up. Oh, yeah, by the way, once a week I record an hour of myself talking with my friends and put it on the internet. It's just, it's really hard to bring it up because I think early on, it's like kind of like radio, right? Like, we're kind of doing radio, except that it's not because we're not getting paid. You know, it's a money pit, if anything. Mm-hmm. And so it's just weird to bring up, you know. I got too much. I you know what? I respect people who can shout out their podcast to the world, but I find I keep mine secret. And I don't know about you guys, but I've been plugging this thing long enough now that I know the reaction. Like, it's always like, oh, I can't wait to check it out. And I always think I'll never hear from you again. And so it's created this.
They're always like, I love to listen to podcasts, and then the only podcast that they listen to is Serial.
It's so true. It's like, do you guys talk about murders on your show? I'm like, well, if a fun one comes up, we're not going to skip over it. But for the most part, no.
One of those super fun murders pops up in the news.
Oh, you know, my favorite thing. I don't know if you guys have spent any time in podcast groups. But they're always a cancer. They're always the worst because it's just a bunch of people saying how much they don't want to hear from another white male. And it's all about these serial killer podcasts. And you see comments like, ooh, this one's hysterical. And I've always just questioned, like, is really, like, it's a funny podcast about two kids, you know, being pushed over a cliff in a van. Like, okay. I mean, I'd like to know how they pulled the levity and brevity.
I really don't understand, like, the true crime. I get it if there's an interesting story behind it and it's well put together and there's somebody who can actually tell the interesting story. But when it's fucking two people in their kitchen and they're just telling random terrible murders or just like, that's not interesting. I don't care. I don't want to hear from you.
The WFOD way is to talk to people multiple times that are trying to commit murder. Yes. And then have the story be about how we talk to a potential murderer.
We did kind of make that all about us, didn't we, Travis?
Well, I mean, as we should have.
What else are we going to do?
Yeah, I mean, like...
You guys are podcasters. Yeah. Of course. Right. Like, that's what we do.
And it was the first attempted murderer I had ever met. So it was interesting to me. I mean, I usually do like a half hour about the time I went to Walmart, you know.
Actually,
so.
I think he was an attempted murderer at the time. I think he was trying to hire a murderer while we were talking to him that first time.
Talked to him while he... Did he ask us for tips? Hey, guys, do you know of any murderers?
Rob, you fuck with them murderers?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, guys, listen, I got a question. The torso, it always comes down to the torso. Where do you put the thing? It's bigger than you expect.
It's true. You know? It's true. I guess you'd have to divvy it up a little. But it would be hard to.
You know what I think? I could see myself giving up and being like, you know what? I can do prison. Like, I just could see it. It seems hard. Like, I don't want to saw through a rib cage.
If I hire a murderer, can I write that off on my taxes?
Yeah.
I think after the second time you vomited, you'd be like, all right, that's enough.
See, there you go, Adam. You're a fucking natural at this. You're bringing levity to a dark topic. There we go. Let's start a murder podcast. Let's do it.
We're missing, though. It's like, and this is my problem, is like, I've said this, and I don't want this getting taken out of context, that I don't like true crime podcasts. I do, but only if it's hosted by strong women and they have wine, because then I know it's going to be fun.
Just hit all the nerves just now.
I felt it, dude. I felt it came back at me. That was splash damage there. I couldn't get out of these groups fast enough because, I mean, you guys know, you guys are in the same, I don't know, I think I'd put us all in the same area of interest, as far as we just come on here, we talk shit, we have fun. We're not, you know, running for office, unless somebody here is. If so, I apologize, but we're not running for public. It's just a stream of consciousness. It's fun, you know? And that's for that reason, like, I can't take it that seriously. It's just...
Mike tried to add me to a podcast group one time, and the minute that I saw what was being posted in there, I automatically left. I couldn't deal with it.
12,000... mouths and no ears. You know, it's like asking for podcast recommendations, Travis. Like, nobody is going to go through those and be like, oh, fuck, this sounds like a great podcast. I'm going to check it out. It's just everybody wanting to plug their own shit. And like, those people aren't going to scroll and find a new podcast to listen to. They're just going to add their name to the long list of names.
Well, isn't that in that podcast group that you added me to, wasn't that the one where the guy he recorded his podcast on his couch underneath a blanket?
Oh yeah, you made a blanket for it.
It
makes good sound, Travis, to get in a blanket for it. Our friend Freeman, I think he does his in his closet, like surrounded by all of his clothes, because it dampens the echo sound, Travis.
That's how I started.
You were in the closet?
Yes, I came out of the closet about five episodes in, though.
It just got too hot in there?
Yeah, and then I was using like a USB microphone and an iPad mini, so it was just like... Yeah, I had to find a plug that was close, and they didn't have no plugs in the closet. So, yeah, I had to move out.
Rob, you tell people you have a podcast.
Sometimes. It just depends on the situation. If I'm with my coworkers and everything, and some of them are technology, I can't even say the
word. You wear your merch around and stuff. You're like, hey, you point at your hat and you say, this is me.
Yeah, see, but that's the thing, though. Mine is easily disguised. It doesn't say, hey, this is the Random Realms with Rob motherfucking podcast. Some of it does, but I don't really wear that stuff out in public. Just like the random shirt. And people can look at it and just be like, oh.
I'd tell people in a public venue that was nowhere near the town that I live that I had a podcast. I'd wear the merch out of town. And there's a handful of people in my circle that know I do this ridiculous thing every week, and I've brought it up. Like, I think, you know, Mike, I think I put something on Twitter where I've been discussing Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with people, and I said, hey, you know, they're like, we wish we, you know, I'd like to know more about this time and about the real shit that happened around the Spahn Ranch and stuff. I'm like, well, let me tell you, I spoke with Gary Kent, the stuntman that Brad Pitt's character's been kind of loosely based on our podcast, and he told us da 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 da. But I will tell you one thing. If they ever said, oh, cool, how can I listen to your show? I'd be like, goodbye.
No, you can't. Well, I almost fucked up at work a couple weeks ago when somebody asked me if I had seen the Velocipastor. I was like,
I know. You get kind of excited, like, oh, I'm going to have a – I talked to the guy who directed that, or I talked to the guy – from, you know, the not from Once Upon a Time, but like,
really, that, venue did you talk to that person, Matt? And be like, oh, I just saw him out.
Yeah.
I bumped into him at the Whole Foods.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Please, I don't want anybody getting it twisted, because it's not that I, I don't do this because I think, like, this isn't a laurel of mine, like, that I don't think anybody, because, of course, that's the name of the game. You got to get your shit out there. But it's just, I have an inability to tell people I have to see on a regular basis about my show, so that, because they always want to, well, what's it called? And they'll bring it up and start playing it. Like, they'll show you, hey, I see I found it.
I made the mistake. Mike knows this. I told my chiropractor, I told her that I had a podcast, and she said, well, what's it called? I said, well, listen, I came in 5 years in.
When you have to do preamble, that's when they start to know, like, okay, hold on. So he's setting this up like a, you gotta get past something first.
See, that's the problem, understand. Travis, is that extra layer of shame.
And I said, yeah, this is what it is. She's like, oh, okay. I'll have to check that out. And I go to the chiropractor about every 3 months or so.
Hasn't brought it up, four. Travis?
She's not, she's like, oh, I've added it to my phone, but I never listened to it. And I'm thinking, yes, you did. And you want to pretend like you didn't.
Yeah, I tell it to everybody who I don't plan on seeing again.
Well, that's what I told Mike immediately after this. I was like, I guess I got to get another chiropractor now.
Well, me and Adam were on the Twitter like a week ago, Travis, and a fella said that his show was subscribable. And I replied and said, oh, wow, yours is subscribable? And he said, yeah, and it's listen-to-able too, unlike the one I just turned off. I think he was implying that our show wasn't listen-to-able. And,
or subscribable?
Yeah, Travis, it hurt my feelings. It did.
Cuts, Steve.
I mean, he's probably right, though, right?
No.
No.
You should have posted like a fuck you gif or something. I don't know. What do you do on Twitter?
But you know what I did? You know what I did, Travis? I found his show and I listened to it, and it's like this negative reinforcement. Like, I had to hear if his show was bad, and
always got him.
And it was really bad, Travis. It was really bad.
There's not a lot of good ones.
Like, you know what it was? It was like so the guy, he spent a lot of money on gear. You can tell that he spent a lot of money, but like, he has nothing to say. He's a dork, and he has like,
so what else?
He has like a couple of different gals who like fill in just to like listen to him talk, and every now and then like he bounces something off them, and they're like, oh yeah, it's not ever the same gal, it's different gals that he
how long ago was this?
This was like a week ago,
recently.
Oh, okay.
And it was one of those scenarios where the guy had everything except, and whatever. I mean, it's all subjective, but I would say the talent, like the gear, perfect, nailing it. Every, you know, the sound, it sounded good. It was radio-y, but it just didn't have anything to keep you there. You know, it's like a blockbuster movie. You know, it had everything except something to actually enjoy.
Or like a movie pass.
Oh, yeah, very true. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've reached this point with our show where it's like, it is a very niche sort of thing. Like, there's going to be a very small sliver of the population who's going to decide whether or not they enjoy it. And I'm cool with that. So it's like, when people listen, they go, listen, it was awful. I'm like, I almost like, yeah, I know, right? But then when somebody listens and they enjoy it, I go, well, okay, no, then I'm appreciative. Thank you. That's not for everyone. And,
do you think
ride that
the key is to eventually outlive everyone? Like the fad will go away eventually, and then like we'll still just kind of be here, and like we've just kind of been here the whole time, and then like most of them are gone.
Oh yeah, dude, we'll inherit the earth, man. We're meek as shit.
Or do you think
the elder statesman
eventually just everyone's? I hate to say it, everyone is going to have a podcast, which at this point,
that, by the way, that's a great, somebody should use that.
At this point, just about everyone does. But I mean, there's some people who don't.
There's like eight.
Yeah, there's a couple left. But like, as they come and realize that it's not for them and go away, then maybe like, then they'll all eventually be gone. Is that the key? Is that the path to success, Rob, is just to outlive everyone?
Yeah, I kind of believe so. I kind of feel that way. I like to see the new people come in and kind of track them and see where they fall off or they kind of, you know, make their rise up and whatnot. But at the same time, we talk about, you know, people come in and they're not liking it and then they wind up going away. I rather enjoy that because how do you know if you're good at something or if you like something if you don't try, you know? So I kind of like that aspect of it. But at the same time, you can take you down your motherfucking RSS feed and all your other bullshit when you leave too. So we have all this goddamn clutter.
I agree. You know what? I used to think as of other podcasts as like competition. Now I just think of them as like, because I'm from Canada, obviously. Snow. I think of they're just in the fucking way. It's move in the way. You're slowing down the progress here. Like it's just there's so many screaming voices, but I don't think that somebody listening to another show is like taking away from ours. I just think that it would be nice if there was just less of that, you know, so that maybe you float, you know, a little more visible, but at the same, I'm going to do it regardless. I mean, you have to, I think that's where I reached with this is that it's just, we're going to have to be the momentum behind it we can't rely on anybody else. And I mean, I've seen too many people break down and have these big, like volatile explosive posts on social media where they're writing everybody off. And I'm like, oh, please, if I ever take it that seriously, like fucking cut my cables. Cause I don't want to do this anymore. Like people literally having adult temper tantrums against the people who subscribe to their feeds about like, you know, I put content out every day and you think I would get at least one blah. You people lose it, man. I've seen it multiple times and I get the frustration, but it's like, don't let yourself get to that point. That's not a good point.
You did that all wrong, by the way. You was about to say, I put out content every day.
He's right. He's right. I didn't trust my own jowls enough to do that.
Yeah, and when you have those freakouts, just do it privately. Don't do it publicly.
Yeah, do what everybody does. Scream into a pillow.
Yeah, just like message Travis at 11 o'clock and question everything. And then, like, you know, nobody sees it. They just see that there's a new show that comes out every week. And it's fine.
Or take a break.
Breaks are always good, man, and they're very undervalued. Like, there's just almost sort of a machismo behind doing a podcast and, like, 0 weeks off, bro, and I'm kind of like, I'm going to take some fucking weeks off, because, I mean, chances are if you, and again, this isn't anything, a hill I'm willing to die on. If you guys have went without missing a week, that's amazing. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Let's see, that's the magic of producing an audio podcast that isn't live, other than this one, which is the most awesomest internet radio broadcasting ever.
When was the last time you listened, B-Rob?
Hey, shut your horse mouth. But, you know, you could just, I stack like 5 episodes. That's fucking a month and a week worth of content. And, nice. You know, I could just chill out.
Right.
See, the problem with taking a break, I think, is like, what if you like it a whole lot?
Like, taking a break?
Yeah, like what if taking a break is like really nice?
No, we've taken breaks before and it is very nice. And then usually by the second or third week, it's like, oh, you know, I'd like to talk into a microphone for no reason to my buddies.
Yeah, I get that itch every time. So like 5 episodes in, that's 5 weeks worth of content. And then within that 5 weeks, I ain't got shit else to do. And I'm just sitting there like, do I book more guests? I mean, I don't need to, but should I? I mean, should I talk to somebody? Should I be a guest somewhere? Please.
And then you run the risk too of you take the weeks off and you're like, oh shit, I missed being able to talk about Harry and Meghan seceding from the crown. You know, they're moving to Canada.
Or you block those weeks out because you want to take your break and rest and everything.
You just want to have the royal family special. You're like, shit, I wish I wouldn't have taken this week off because this is timely.
Yeah, and then you have the opportunity to interview somebody pretty cool or somebody that you've been trying to get and is doing your off week and you're like, motherfucker, I got to come back on and shit like that. I know it would fill Adam's void that he spoke about earlier when he introduced himself and everything.
Adam, how can we fill your void, man?
Dude, fill this fucking void, please.
The intro that you were supposed to do for the Random Realms with Rob, that would fill your void. I asked you about it 2-3 years ago, maybe.
Has it been that long?
Oh, you've been harping on it the whole time, Adam. I'll tell you, he messages me like once a week. He's like, that guy forgot about my fucking intro. It's been going on for years.
Just once a week, maybe twice a week.
You want to know what the truth is? Is that it's when I sit down to. You want to know the truth?
I'm not interested. Disinterested.
I have zero. No, what it is anytime I sit down to work on something for somebody else, I get ultra, you know, like, oh shit, what am I doing? And I know you've been good about it. You're like, just send the shit. And I get that, but I have a real problem signing off on anything that I do. When it's for me, I can go, well, yeah, of course, I'll produce anything. I don't give, like, listen to what I do. Who gives a shit? I don't give a shit. But when it comes to doing something for somebody else, I always have a rough time for that. Yeah. I actually have a beat for your intro on my laptop right now. And I've tried working at it multiple times. I'm just like, is he going to just, I don't know.
You know what? Fuck that guy. I've got other things to do.
And that's why we programmed this episode for the first episode of podcast month. It's a Springer episode. Gotcha.
Goddamn, Eric, my motherfucker.
Damn it.
This is goddamn it.
Podcast month? Is there a month for? Of course there's a month for podcasts.
That's this one.
Yes, right in the middle of Black History Month.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The show was taking a back burner because podcast month.
Back of the bus.
Drunk. Make an intro for Random Ramblings with Rob real quick. He needs one for next week. Just crank one out real quick.
What I'm going to do is, as soon as I get off this Skype call, I'm going to crank one out, and then I'm going to work on his intro. And I promise you.
He's not going to do it, Rob.
He's not going to do it.
No, I love it. I love it. This makes me so happy.
Also, the other thing that you could do to fill the void, you stopped talking about your food that you eat. I would miss those things. You know, talk about how you ate the apple and the banana and the crackers and everything.
I'll tell you something. B-Rob's spending a lot of time listening to Adam and not very much time listening to WFOD.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? It's because I do very groundbreaking things like eat fruit on an app called Lemur.
Yes.
I do need to bring that back. You know what? Season 2, I am working on it. I don't have the money right now. What? I know I need funding. I got to start a GoFundMe. Well, I'm looking at more expensive fruit. Travis. Yeah, I'm looking at pomegranates. Like, right. Are you kidding me?
That's that's premier shit right there.
You know,
I got pomegranate money just fucking lying around.
Well, plus then you have to buy like that metal bucket to spit the seeds out into.
Yeah,
I don't spit.
Oh,
you swallow them?
He has plants growing in his stomach.
I do, man. I've 8 of them. Nursing them like little babies.
So, like a pomegranate, it's purple. Do you
correct?
Do you peel it?
No.
You cut it in half. You suck out the seeds. You suck off the juice off the seeds. And you spit the seeds out.
Is it like an orange, Travis?
It is literally the most worthless fruit that was ever concocted by anybody.
It's really difficult to eat.
What about that damn glass dragon fruit?
I'd rather have 4 dragon fruits than deal with 1 fucking pomegranate.
Yeah, it's like when somebody offers you a pomegranate, they're like, hey, would you like some fruit and a chore? Like, yeah, it's never. You know,
Thanks.
Is that all seeds in there?
Yeah. Do you have a handful of sunflower seeds I could have instead?
Yeah. Oh, how about some pistachios, some shelled pistachios, you asshole, handing me this fucking part-time labor job?
Okay, so you cut one in half and it's got like a bunch of. Are those seeds?
Yeah, but it's got like the fruit is wrapped around the seeds, so you like suck off the seeds.
Eat everything.
Is like watermelon condensed.
Who's got time for that?
Like space watermelon. It's weird. It's overrated, by the way. Can I just say, I'm ready to throw some shade. Pomegranate overrated.
Yeah, thumbs down over here.
You heard that over here, yeah.
My anti pick of the week is pomegranate.
Wow, you anti.
Yeah.
Wow, pick of the week. Mm-hmm. Rob, you got a pick of the week, buddy? Something you want the people to know about?
The wheelbarrow full of dicks, internet radio broadcast.
You're a liar.
Hey, man, get off my balls, man.
Drunk pick of the week?
Drunk's pick of the week is the start of the XFL Go Battlehawks. Caw-caw!
Yes.
Wow. Can you Battlehawks bullshit around me because I'm a Houston roughneck in this.
We're getting down.
Well, at least you're not a Tampa Bay Viper.
Is there any interest that you guys want to get together and do like a DraftKings draft.
Yeah, I mean, I can't find a site that it's on for like season long.
Are you talking about doing fantasy?
No, no,
XFL?
We won't be able to do season long, but we could do like the weekly picks. And I'm not even talking like big money. If you don't want to do like $5, if you want to do $1 or $2 or whatever,
yeah,
I'm fine with that.
I love gambling and I love sports.
I could get into it.
Throw me in for $5 Canadian or whatever you decide. I don't know what that is. I think that's $2 in
I wanna,
money. I don't know.
Put Adam in for 5 moose nickels.
I don't know how.
Aren't they loonies and toonies up there?
That'd be a toonie, right?
All I know is when I buy shit from the States, I feel like I'd be better off trying to purchase shit with skee ball tickets. It's just our money is just so devalued.
Yeah, but you know, that's free healthcare. That's pretty great.
That's free healthcare. And hey, at least you have to pay $30 for shipping.
Oh, shit.
Oh, don't even get on me, man. I have a serious thing with shoes. And anybody who knows anything about shoes up in Canada knows that you don't get the good ones up here. We get the shitty ones. Like, we get, I'm surprised we don't get like Super Bowl t-shirts from the losing team up here because, you know, they could sell them. They could all be, oh, is that who won? Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
So are your Nikes like Air Jorge's?
We just get the last of the back of the fucking stock room for shoes. So I got to buy them from the States. And every goddamn time I do, it's $40 shipping plus the conversion rate, plus whatever fucking, you know, crossing the border fees they have. But I still do it, but it's annoying.
Is this real?
You can't just cross the border yourself?
Right, that President Trump is awarding Rush Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom during the State of Union tonight. Is that a real thing?
Fake news.
I mean, probably, Matt, at this point.
Would that surprise you?
Well, just remember February 16th, because that's when the Battle Hawks come to Houston to play the Roughnecks. And
that is going to be a hell of a matchup.
I haven't aligned myself with a team yet. I don't have a team.
All right, Matt.
I got to go Battle Hawks just because it's only Midwest team.
Matt,
so.
Week one, the Seattle.
I have to go with the New York team? Because it's regional?
The Seattle Dragons take on the DC Defenders.
I do like the idea of DC. I like the Redskins, even though they're terrible. But I kind of like the idea of the DC Defenders. Is that where my allegiance should remain?
Probably, Matt. I don't see why not. You're a DC.
I thought the
Defender
Redskins
fan.
Were in Washington State. Man, I've been fucking that up the whole time.
You and President Trump thought it was a Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, Kansas, let me ask you a question. Do you have what you'd say is a pick of the week?
Pick of the week is the Popcorn Bitch Candle.
Yes.
Exclusy, the WFOD Exclusy.
How much are you selling those jokers for, Matt?
I don't think we're going to sell them for much. I think $5. Get them while you're hot. 5 candles? There's only 5.
Five
That's
buckaroos.
Less than a Yankee candle costs, Matt. This is craft candle.
It's only an 8-ounce candle, Travis.
And it smells like buttered popcorn.
Smells like buttered popcorn.
Pop, pop.
Smells like the popcorn bitch himself.
Wow.
Oh, dude, I'm in for that. Yeah, put me down for one of those. What do I got to do? I got to pick something that I think is just cool? Or
something you enjoyed this week. Something. That
I thought he was signing up for a candle. I was going to tell him it's $50 for shipping.
$5 candle, $50 shipping.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me think here. What was the highlight of this week for me?
The WFOD show.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I mean, that's it right there. I mean, but is that too obvious? Or do you guys like your egos?
It's too obvious.
And
a lot.
For me,
we do like our egos filled, though.
Okay. Well, shit. I think that this has to be the highlight of my week. I mean, I didn't have a hat in the ring for the Super Bowl, so it feels like a cop out just saying that, you know, that you guys are my highlight of the week. I wish I had something better for you, but you know, it's just, I don't. I live a boring life. I watch TV. I mean,
what's your favorite TV this week? There you go.
Oh, okay, here we go. TV. Oh, there we go. See, you guys are good at this. This is why I don't have guests. I'm not this good at this. My highlight of my week, easily hands down, has got to be the third episode of The Outsiders on HBO. It's so good. It's so good, right? When you connect, I mean, you know that feeling when you're watching a good show, like where you just know that you're in off the bat. Like shows do that to me. Where like I'll know immediately. Like, is this show going to be fucking good? And it has to look a certain way. And The Outsiders, got me. I'm in. I'm in for the long ride. I don't care how weird it gets. I'm fucking in.
Hell yeah. I'm right there with you.
Insider on the outsiders.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Shit.
Travis's pick of the week this week is the autobiography by Hollywood editor Paul Hirsch called A Long Time Ago in a Cutting Room Far, Far Away. My 50 years editing Hollywood hits. He was the editor of the original Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back. He edited Mission Impossible, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and many, many more. It's the story of his career in Hollywood editing motion pictures, but also is full of tidbits and trivia from some of your favorite movies, including Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Ooh. And Footloose, and how some of those movies came to be. It is an amazing book, and I'm very sad that I'm done with it. But yeah, check that book out.
And we can just
link to that in our chat, please.
Yeah, I absolutely can.
Also, next week, for next week's show, can we try to prepare? Can everybody watch that first episode of that Monopoly?
Oh yeah, McMillions. I'm excited. I was gonna wait until it was all done to watch it, but I'll watch the first episode for you.
Yeah, I would say I'd love to talk about the. I haven't watched it yet, but I've been really excited.
What is this on?
It's Hulu, right?
It's on HBO.
HBO.
I was gonna say nobody got no Hulu.
It's on HBO, okay. And it's about the Monopoly kind of scandal, that Monopoly game that McDonald's does.
Did you watch that first episode already?
I have not watched the first episode. I just know what it's about.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited to see it.
The story, so I can't wait to fucking watch this documentary. But let's try to get it watched for next episode so we can talk about it.
Done. Matt, quick story for my pick of the week. So I was at the Five Below a couple days ago.
What?
It. Love it.
Fuck.
Man, I was at Five Below and.
Love it.
A gal went up to the counter and she was purchasing some items. And the guy.
What were you purchasing at the Five Below?
You know what I got? So I got this laptop, right? And it has like this weird little USB port. It's like a little USB port. And I couldn't figure out what to stick in it. But it was driving me nuts that I couldn't figure out what to stick in it. And at Five Below, they have a thing that you can stick in it and make this little thing, like it was like a hub, so you can make it like five USB ports. And okay. It was pretty cool.
Damn. You got that at the Five Below.
Anyway, so I'm at the Five Below, and the gentleman that's checking the lady out is commenting on her items. And she had purchased an energy drink. And the guy said, "Oh my God, do you know what my favorite energy drink is?" Rain energy drinks. Matt, have you seen
Rain? Those are hot right now.
It kind of looks like the Bud Light Knight.
Yeah. On the front that little Roman like knight whatever on the front.
Rain energy drinks has an orange dreamsicle flavor. And let me tell you, it is the best. It tastes exactly like an orange dreamsicle. And he went on about this goddamn orange dreamsicle rain energy drink for like 5 minutes. The lady just wanted to leave, but he just had to tell her about it. And so I didn't purchase one then because I didn't want to like walk up there with, you know, him checking me out.
Well, you didn't want to give him the satisfaction.
Right. But later on, I was at Walmart.
Yeah.
Walmart.
And the rain energy drinks were on the top shelf and they had one left. Like way back in the back of this orange dreamsicle flavor. And so I'm jumping to try to reach back and grab this last one. And my wife walks away from me because she was embarrassed because I'm sure.
My wife?
I'm sure I. There thanks, you go. Thanks,
Jesus, Funk.
I'm sure I looked like a fool. But this man, he talked it up so much that it was so good and I wanted to try it. And so I eventually gave up. Like I went and got a bag of straws and I was trying to use it as like a tool to get it out, but it was like all the way in the back.
God forbid you actually, you know, go get somebody to grab the ladder to.
Well,
that'd be ridiculous.
They had a cooler out front with a whole bunch of them, so I just grabbed one out of there. And let me tell you, Travis, I got the orange dreamsicle rain energy drink. I took it to work the next morning
and it sucked
and it was fine.
Just fine. All that for a fine.
Yeah. So, guys.
No. Yeah.
I don't want to be a sound effect show anymore, guys. I
You're the one that bought that goddamn thing.
It was a mistake. It was a mistake.
Yeah,
it was a
big, big mistake.
Send it to me.
yeah, I'll take it.
I thought you were going to use it for good instead of evil over there.
I can say this. I want to drop a pretty big thing on the show is that I've picked an XFL team. I don't know. Is that all right?
Are we over? Yeah. This? Yeah. Shout your allegiance.
Okay. My allegiance is to the Seattle Dragons, just because, nice. You know, it's Seattle. What's their number one export? Teen suicide. Like, I'll jump behind that. You know, any place that rainy all the time, I'm getting in there.
Seattle is going to have a NFL or a NHL team, and they might be the Kraken.
The Kraken.
Ooh. Oh, that's cool. Who the fuck is how's this? They're the first team to grab a Kraken.
That'd be pretty cool if they get the Kraken. They probably won't be. They'll probably have something stupid.
They wanted to be they wanted to be the Orcas, but Vancouver told them to fuck off.
So I mean, Matt, like you're a lifelong DC Defenders fan, and Adam's Seattle Dragons are playing them this week. So I mean, you guys have like a little rivalry going.
Right. Right. Fuck you.
Yeah, you'll have
Who's my starter, anyways? Like Triple H. Like what? I don't know a lot about this. Like who I got?
I think it's real football players, Adam. I could be wrong.
Oh, they're all real football players.
Yeah, they're all like people who didn't get drafted and whatnot.
Oh, we already have one of those. It's called the CFL.
Yeah, it's like these are like NFL practice squad players that didn't get to sit on the bench.
Well, shit, if they're filming that Dog Days of Summer when the NFL's not on, I'll check it out.
Not even Dog Days of Summer. I mean, we're starting in February.
I think we're ending in May.
It's on, it's on legit channels.
So we still get Dog Days?
This is
you know, ESPN, ABC, Fox, and...
And the BBC.
Can't forget
that. Black
There it is.
It's not that kind of show, Rob.
Guys, Rob's show is called The Random Ramblings with Rob. You can get him on Twitter at 3R Show. What do you do? The wrestling show still too, Rob? It's
this season.
Rob, did you like the Royal Rumble?
Yes, I was there live and in person, and it was a great time. And I paid $30 for 3 hot dogs.
Jesus.
And guys, celebrating 5 years of podcasting today. Adam's show is called Everyone Has a Podcast. It's a EHAP podcast on Twitter. Adam, thanks for hanging out with us for a bit. It was fun. Guys, we'll do it again.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We'll do it again soon, right? Probably about a week from now.
Let's do it a week from now. Another second episode of the old hashtag podcast month.
Guys, thanks. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Guns out, phones out. Ka-ka!
of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself.
Then, I don't think I bye. Watched.
Rob, I don't think he's going to make that thing for you.
Yeah, I don't think so either.